Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher. I'm an angel practitioner and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences. And the book is called Angels of Faith and contains the fact that as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I also help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, see it from a higher perspective. This way they can clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like my posse of angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls. So please call for free angel advice. Call the show now on 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794 for that free angel advice. But before we take some of your phone calls, I noticed that there are several callers on the line. especially the 780 number you've been holding for quite some time. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know that I talk about the topic at hand for about 10 minutes or so before we start taking those phone calls. So 780, you're number one in the queue, so please do hang on. Again, hello to everyone, and welcome once again to Angel Healing House Radio. Firstly, I'd like to say a big thank you to all my regular listeners and followers who have signed up for my monthly Angel Healing House newsletters and who are following the show. So like those listeners and followers, if you would like to receive my inspirational newsletter each month from myself and the Posse of Angels, please send me your email request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com, and Angel Healing House is all one word. Also, if you'd like to be reminded about all Angel Healing House shows coming up, please do find my smiley face on the Blog Talk Radio site and push the follow button underneath my photo. If you'd like to listen to any of Angel Healing House's past radio programs, they are all archived on the Blog Talk Radio site, and they also can be downloaded from iTunes for free. Well, let's talk about this, listeners. I cannot believe that it's already December. Our house is brimming over with peppermint sticks and cinnamon-scented candles and lots of holiday cheer. But even more incredulous to me is that the very much anticipated, discussed, and prophesied date of December 21, 2012 is only 4 days away. Unbelievable. There have been so many articles and videos and debates on what will happen on this momentous date. You know, it seems like everyone has put their 2 cents worth in as to what will actually occur on this date. And Hollywood was never far behind with terrifying movies such as 2012, which painted very vivid pictures about what will happen on the completion of the Mayan calendar. Yet, contrary to the movies and the hype, you know, if you asked a Mayan elder if the world was going to end in 2012, they would emphatically say no. Actually, someone recently asked me what my take was on what will happen after December 21, 2012. I thought for a moment and I told them that I thought without a shadow of a doubt that I would wake up the next day and it would be December 22, 2012. Okay, so if the world is not going to end, what will happen to our beloved planet on this much-anticipated date? Well, the Posse of Angels, they're chiming in here, and they're saying that the great shift of all time was never initially about what will happen to the planet Earth. The word there that's of most importance is initially, as it had all to do with the great shift that would happen firstly within each and every one of us. The truth is that the reality that we experience always has everything to do with the energies that we are holding within. Because of the great laws of cause and effect, or the laws of attraction, we firstly can't expect to have a world of peace, love, unity, and acceptance when we choose not to demonstrate those things to our own family, our friends, and communities. And secondly, how can we have demonstrated peace, love, unity, and acceptance for our family, our friends, and our communities when we choose to not have peace and acceptance and love for ourselves? This love for ourselves, or love of self, as I call it, goes beyond issues of mere self-worth, and it is what I've been speaking about for the past 10 years. It is a reverence and a holiness that one connects with through the lovingness in your heart, that you, that's right, you are a child of God, and that you are divine and you are holy, as you have a divine and eternal nature. The Posse of Angels are pointing out that most of humanity's problems have stemmed from humans not choosing to remember their divine inheritance and to see themselves as divinely worthy and deserving. You know, listeners, once we really accept that we are a reflection of Source's God's holy light as divine spiritual beings choosing to have a physical human experience. We can then choose to reconnect with revering our divine inherent birthright. The natural flow-on effect of this is that once we choose to embrace and revere ourselves as divine, everything that manifests in our chosen reality will be of divine resonance. This is just a natural law of the universe, like attracting light. You know, by revering our divine eternal nature and allowing that to touch everything that we think, we speak, we feel, and action in our lives, our individual lives will then flow with divine ease and grace, which will then emanate out to the world around us and then create a divine world for all of us. The Posse of Angels are reminding us that this date, December 21, 2012, was never meant to be an ending. You know, like so many foretold, it being the end of the world. It is actually a date of new beginning that each and every one of us have been steadily, and some would say gruelingly, been working towards. There are some who have experienced the march to this date with greater ease and grace, as they've chosen to let go and let God, and know without a shadow of a doubt that no matter what, all is divinely well. And yet there have been others who have chosen to rail against change. You know, whichever way we've chosen to experience this grand shift of all time, the Posse of Angels is saying that it would serve us all to pause a moment and take a long, long look back at the journey we took to get us to this date of new beginnings. You know, for many, the last years leading up to December 21, 2012, have been a period of transition, adjustment like none other than we've ever experienced before. The letting go of dishonoring and disrespectful things in our lives saw many of us becoming brutally honest with ourselves to see what was not divinely working for us and serving us any longer. Whether these things came in the form of letting go of draining, controlling relationships, jobs that no longer resonated with us as to who we are, and allowing ourselves the freedom of finally releasing anger, bitterness, regret, resentment, worry, control, and fear. Once these things were let go of, we allowed room for faith, for trust, for hope, and for most of all, love to be rekindled once again. By replacing love with fear, so many of us experienced it. By replacing love with fear, so many of us experiencing finally being born anew. But being reborn to ourselves could only have happened when we allowed the old to die away. And although the path to this date has been different for everyone, we've all been involved as a collective consciousness in the process of changing how we view ourselves and our place within the world. December 21, 2012 was never just an arbitrary date on a timeline. It has been a fixed mark for the inhabitants of our planet to wake up to our divine origins. This individual change and process that each and every one of us has been consciously or unconsciously working towards, well, it's had all to do with making the choice of letting go of old controlling belief systems and limited fear-based programming. It was only when this was done could we then have emerged as an empowered, authentic, and honest being, clear enough to create from love, acceptance, peace, and unity. The true purpose of December 21, 2012 was always for us to awaken and to remember who we truly are. Once we truly remember our divine natures and live only from this light, filled, high energetic state of consciousness, then everything that we do is created from peace, unity, love, and acceptance, and our beautiful planet then becomes an enlightened reflection of this. The Posse of Angels are picking up some of your questioning as to whether you think you have fully completed the process of awakening to your divine nature and to who you truly are. Well, the simplest way to arrive at this answer, listeners, would be to take a look at what it is that you have manifested to yourself in your physical reality. Are your relationships loving? Are they kind? Are they gentle, compassionate, caring, forgiving, accepting? Is the work that you do nurturing and nourishing for your soul? Does it give you joy? Does it excite you? Does it help you be creative? How is your physical health, which has so much to do with our emotional well-being and whether we are peaceful, content, accepting, joyful, and balanced within ourselves? Again, those who are experiencing the most ease and grace in their lives have gone through the process of addressing all of these things, and they have drastically changed their lives, their attitude and perception, and let go of anything that does not resonate anymore with who they joyfully and authentically are. Before we go on to talk more about December 21, 2012, and the extraordinary gateway that it will provide for those who have reconnected with their divine eternal natures, let's take some of your phone calls. 780, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello, how's it going?
It's going really well. Who am I speaking with?
I'm speaking with Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
Oh, I'm very well, Jay. How have you been?
I'm doing okay. It's been quite a year for myself, so, wow, it's almost over also.
let me just jump in here and saying that were you the caller with the drumming?
Yes.
Yeah, so tell me what transpired as a result of the last time since you've called.
Well, I got a job, but what happened, it didn't last that long because it's lack of work, basically. So basically three jobs in 1 year, and it's been quite the ride. My drumming has gone very well, actually. I'd say it's has been very rewarding. So I feel that it's just that time. I feel that I have to close some doors so others can open, and I feel that this Christmas I'm going to have a great healing with my mom and my dad. So, and that's the plan.
Oh, it's amazing when we have no idea how divine we truly are, and that everything we touch, if it's not of that resonance, that extraordinarily high resonance of love and forgiveness and compassion and all that healing that you talk about, how it really does affect the abundance in all other areas of our lives, especially with this extraordinary gateway. I mean, this gateway of December 21st, which we have been shifting towards, some would say, for the last, 26,000 years or whatever. But certainly, a lot of us that have been consciously aware of it, we have realized that our energies have been shifting higher and higher. In the olden days, which were like maybe 6 months, maybe a year, 2 years ago, even 5 years ago, we could compartmentalize our lives, and our jobs maybe wouldn't be of our highest resonance, but everything else was working for us, and we could kind of get by with that. Now, if there's any one area of your life that is off track, it will just derail the rest of your life.
That's true. That's so true.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Where are you going for Christmas?
I'm going to go south of the city where I live. It's a six-hour drive, and going to go there. Ask the angels to keep my car in shape, and everything will be fine going down there. So.
Yeah, just put lots of white light. Lots of white light around the car, and lots of space. And if there's nowhere ice where you are, but you just see everybody driving, consciously and safely, and that usually works for me.
That's right. So
any questions in particular, Jay?
Yeah, just look for a job real quick from Positive Angels. I'm applying all over the place right now, so. Applied to about six different places so far.
You've interviewed or you've sent things to?
Yeah, I sent resumes out right now. So, thanks very much.
I get the first card that came out is wonderful. It's the Three of Pentacles. They want you to know. They want you to know that you will be remunerated and you will be financially compensated. And doors will open, And the funny thing about this, Jay, you asked me and the Poppy of Angels, but you know this as well.
Yeah, you know, I ask angels all the time, too.
they know this, and they say we've heard you, and they love you, and, you know, you've got a beautiful, beautiful relationship with your angels. There's a, when I do Celtic crosses for people, I don't know if you know tarot, but there's a space there when the card falls in that space. This space is hopes and fears. And when you, you know, if this card would fall in that space of hopes and fears, let's just say, I would read it as saying your hope is that you would be financially remunerated for your gifts and talents and doing what you love doing, but your fear is that it's never going to come. But what I feel with you now is that there is no fear. You have given yourself over to the divine, and that divine inside of you, and you know without a shadow of a doubt that this is coming because it is your inherent birthright for this to happen. All we are is pure intention now. And if we will it to be so, because we are so inextricably linked now vibrationally with that higher source, then it must manifest. And we have to get rid of the how, wondering how the when and the how, which is our humanness, to make this and control this to happen. But I do believe that you know without a shadow of a doubt that these doors are going to open for you.
Yes, I feel that it's going to happen this Christmas. It will happen. I think it will. I don't think I actually. It will happen for both of us, my mother and my father. So it's going to be great.
Well, yes, absolutely. I believe this is. It feels like a coming together. And so many people, you have obviously been, if you're talking to your angels, if you have this wonderful relationship, you have obviously been on this conscious path for a while. There are others who have not been doing, in quotes, the work. They've never read a New Age book. They've never gone to a New Age site. They don't know about the December 20th. They don't know any of this. But that they are shifting very rapidly because everybody on the planet, whether they know it or not, has chosen to be here for the ascension. Now, if they truly do not want to be here, they can exit. That's fine. But everyone put their hand up to be here that is on the planet now. And a lot of people, although, like I said, they have been conscious of it, they will be shifting very rapidly. And you can see it in the friends, the relatives, those people, that they are having a softening about them.
Yeah.
There's a yielding there. They're not as critical. They're not as judgmental. They're more accepting, and they're more open, you know, to who you are and who we are and who what we say. And, you know, we never said these things in order for our families to get us, but we certainly did it to be authentic. And instead of railing against us, now there is a softening. The second card that's come up is your Seven of Cups. And I do believe that you're going to have more than one one job offer. You're going to have more than one way. I mean, you might have a job offer coming in, but there will be other ways of you gifting the planet with your talents and your beautiful skills and to be remunerated for that. The Posse of Angels is just sort of tapping you on the shoulder, and they're saying, Jay, be careful what you wish for, because it might come in all at once. So they're you got two threes. You got the Three of Cups, which is the celebration card. This, and I feel, is twofold. First and foremost is they're telling me about the great Christmas you're going to have with your parents. It's like they're saying you're going to be coming home with a small H, but you're also going to be coming home with a big H, and it feels like that coming home to God for the three of you.
Mm-hmm.
And it just feels absolutely beautiful.
It's going to feel great, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to hear how it all transpires for you.
I'll email you or send something, or I don't know, just I'll figure something out to get communicate with you. But
that would be wonderful. I would love to hear. I love to hear from my my callers and to see where their lives go. I usually do a 3-card reading, but the Posse of Angels just pushed me in the back and told me, "Well, pull another card for him." It's the Ace of Swords, and the Ace of Swords is God's hand within yours, bringing forth those new ideas and those new. It's like you have a new mental capacity, those new to get your who you are and what you do out to the planet. So the aces are all of that new beginning for you. So I get such a really good feeling as we go into the Christmas season and into 2013.
Yes, well, it's going to be a great beginning to the end of the world.
Great beginning, and as I said, that December 21, 2012 was never supposed to be, and it was supposed to be the end times, the end of the fear and control and everything else. And it's hard to believe that it is new beginnings, especially when with the occurrences that happened in Connecticut. But if the world needed another instance of how we must stop the insanity on the planet, unfortunately, the human race seems to only learn by contrast.
Yeah.
And we needed another reminder that it's time to set down anything to do with, seeing people as exclusive and violence and fear and control, and embrace more of a world of love, peace, and unity.
Well, wonderful wisdom this half hour, so thank you very much. I'm very grateful for the message, and I'll ask angels for the help and guidance, your angels too, and my angels for an ashy of a safe journey to see my parents on a very, very cold day coming up on the 22nd or 23rd.
Now, this is the mom inside of me. Make sure you rug up. Make sure you have lots of layers on. Stay warm.
Yes, I will.
Okay, sweetheart. You look after yourself and take care. Have an absolutely merry, merry, beautiful Christmas.
I will. I'll catch you probably after the Christmas. So thank you very much. I'm very
grateful. Take care, James. Bye-bye.
Your blessings. Thanks, Candy.
Bye. Beautiful, beautiful. Jay's going to have the most merry Christmas ever because of that healing with his family and also the beautiful things that are coming because of his pure intention inside of him. Let's go to the next caller, 843. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, who am I speaking with?
My name is Pooja.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Pooja.
Could you spell that, please?
Yes, P-U-J-A.
D-U-J-A?
P-U-J-A, yes.
P-U-J-A, Pooja. Pooja, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Carolina.
South Carolina. Do you have snow there?
No, we don't. We have sun.
You have sun? Okay, what is your question or comment for the Posse of Angels?
I would love a message from the angels about just my spiritual work and where I'm at. I had a major transition almost. It almost felt like I was being guided away from what I was doing in May, and I returned home for a little bit. And I'm starting to pick up kind of that aspect of myself that was that I had left behind, but it's kind of left me a little bit confused, just my path and how I was developing spiritually. And a lot of the people in my life kind of shifted. So
okay.
I would love any kind of message that comes through about that.
Okay, the first thing that I'm picking up is that this thing that you grabbed onto and was for a job position?
No, it was actually I was very successful with my healing business, like very, very successful. I was very grounded and I was making very good income, and I'd worked really hard doing it. And then I returned home primarily to really help my parents, and since then I've seen a lot of that kind of, that power, that strength that I had is kind of diminishing now, and I don't know if it's because I needed a break or if I was being led away to do something else.
Okay,
I feel like there's a reason for it.
So it's the latter one. It's because you're being led to do something else. I don't know if you know this, but September 2011, we were basically told that we did not need to save or heal anybody anymore. Many of us doing this healing work, as healing practitioners, it was amazing how many of us came in and had the idea to open up a healing practice, you know, of alternative medicine, you know, sort of alternative therapies, all of that. And that was extraordinarily important for the planet. It was our first mission to accomplish, to get as many people on board to raise their vibrational frequency inside to help the planet shift its energy. But now, because it's so important for us to come back to revere our divinity inside of ourselves, we need to turn the mirror back on ourselves, just like a little child would, and what's in it for me? Because if we are in joy, if we are in bliss, if we are in creativity, then these are the frequencies that are going to make a tremendous difference on the planet from now on. We have to shift. We have to make that shift. For instance, I heard this calling about a year ago, and yet I was getting the message for the past 2 years before that, because my angels kept telling me, although my healing practice was very successful, they kept telling me to do radio, but not radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I'm not sure what that is, but I'm just too busy with workshops, and seminars, and meditation nights, and, you know, seeing clients and all this stuff. What they actually did, because I didn't listen to them, is they turned the faucet on my clients. They stopped my project. And so I could be still long enough to think to myself, okay, I will step forward. And then it was at that time when I was clear enough to see that sign of Blog Talk Radio, which from their perspective as an angel is radio, but not radio. And it has opened up an enormous vista for me to write, to create, and to be my authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying for you to truly, figuratively and literally, they're showing me you standing in front of the mirror and saying, who am I authentically, and what is it that gives me the most joy? And they want you to really to just boil that down to its absolute essence. If I had to pick one thing with all of my healing work, with everything that I've done in the past 10 years, I would say I am first and foremost a writer. And that's what gives me the most joy. I mean, I've written 6 books. I published one, you know, and I've done a lot of writing which is going to be published. And that gives me the most joy. If you can't think, if there's this saying, a lot of us who have given our time, our effort, our sinew, you know, we have not charged people in a lot of instances for our free counseling, for our free work, and, you know, we've given so much of ourselves. It's difficult when you then turn the mirror back on yourself and you say, what is it that makes my heart sing? You know, what is it that I love doing? For instance, see yourself as a child. They want you to turn that mirror back. See yourself as a child. And if you asked a child, if you showed them a whole room full of art supplies and said you could either go in here and just create out of fun, or you can go to an art museum and hear a lecture on artists, what do you think the child would choose?
At the end of the day,
the child is going to choose something that's fun, that's going to be creative, that's going to put them in that creative world and open the divine channel for them to connect with that song in their heart, that glee. And they're asking you to do the same.
So I think the biggest thing with me is I don't know what to work towards, because that was all of my income. And so So I'm just trying to figure out, like, I don't know what to do for work and what to, I mean, I don't know. That's the biggest thing. Like,
you're
I don't know what to work towards.
I know. And that's the way you've been programmed, and that's the way we all have been programmed, and in that belief system on the planet, that we must do some work to get our financial remuneration.
Mm-hmm.
When the abundance comes through our joy, it comes through our bliss, it comes through our creativity. In the old way, you know, life was meant to be hard. You know, you have to work for all of these things. And now in these higher vibrations, if you're doing that which makes your heart sing, you will be of best resonance with the planet and of most help, and will then be recognized the most because your light will be the brightest. And then that will bring you the connections and the opportunities to keep that light going within you. What you're doing is you're saying, you're turning the mirror back on yourself and you're saying, yes, I want this, you know, I want to be in fun and bliss and creativity. I'm open to it. And then you're going, but how am I going to make money on it? And you've just shut the doors. You're actually pushing any abundance away because you've now brought it down to lack. You've now brought that feeling down to lack. When you say, how am I, you know, I have to do this. Instead of allowing the universe to recognize that joy, that bliss and creativity, and to give it to you with ease and grace. I'm just going to pull three cards here. They're saying that the more that you put your focus and intention, you haven't even told the universe yet what it is that you would love to manifest in your life. And they're saying once that you do this, because there's this time of rapid manifestation in our lives, the Knight of Cups comes in, which is the proposal, which is the universe, then gifting to you with grace and ease, a proposal as to what it is that you want to do. But it's a disconnect at the moment. They're showing me a disconnect. Oh, my gosh. The Knight of Pentacles then comes in. You've got two knights, which are saying both the knights are about action. And the Knight of Pentacles is about the action around money. So they're going, this is a really pivotal time for you, Tuja, to sit with that, to turn back on yourself. Awaken little Tuja inside of you. There's a little girl inside of you who wants to be excited. She wants to wiggle. She wants to giggle. She wants to have fun. And she wants to do this because it's her birthright.
Mm-hmm.
Think about joy, bliss, creativity. I told somebody that I've never given away so many free readings in my life and had so much joy in my life and gotten so much back from it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. And look, this is about, the next card is the Chariot. And the Chariot is about more action and more forward movement in your life. So, really, you've got three cards here about actioning your joy, your bliss, and your creativity. And anytime horses come in, horses have to do with harnessing our personal power. And you have three horses here, one in each card. They're all about action. Actioning that little blissful child inside of you and reconnecting with that side. Don't worry about the how. Don't worry about the when this is going to happen. Because a child never worries about that. The child knows that it's going to be protected. Well, they know that instinctively in their heart. That's what makes them a child. But you have to, it would serve you best, not have to, it would serve you best by getting back into contact with what makes Tuja absolutely blissful in her creativity.
Okay. Well, sounds
and
good.
Know that you'll be supported with that. I hope that's been helpful for you today.
Yeah, it does. It actually helps a lot. Thank you.
Okay. I'd love to know where your journey takes you. If you want, you can send me an email to Candy, A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay. I will. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to our next caller. 212, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? 212, hello? Yes, who do I have on the line?
Hi.
Hi, who do I have on the line? What's your name?
Hi, my name is Cheryl.
Could you spell that, please?
Cheryl, C-Y-R-I-L.
Oh, hello, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Tell me, what question do you have today?
My question is what my angels and spirit guides want me to do to advance my soul purpose in 2013.
Okay, to advance your?
Soul purpose, soul contract.
Oh, your soul purpose. Okay. All right, let's see here. Well, just like our last caller, your soul's purpose is to be joyful, to be blissful, and to be creative. Now, that seems hard for many of us, Cheryl, and listeners to really take hold of and to understand, because we've been programmed that life is meant to be hard. We've been programmed that you have to work for a living. All what I do work is my joy. It is my creativity. Just gives me so much fruition when I do it. Yet the majority of the planet has been taught that this is not so. So number one, the posse of angels are telling you, even though I put these before I pull any cards, that if you could put your main focus in 2013 on you being the most joyful, the most blissful, and the most creative. Now also, bringing forth your gifts and talents are really important. Whatever it is that each of us has a beautiful gift and a beautiful talent. When we're doing it, we feel so good about ourselves. There we go. Your first card that came out is actually an 11 card. The 11 card is the Ascended Master card. It's the spiritual mentor. It's the Justice card. And this is about you being very truthful with yourself. Let justice be done about who you are and what things would you love doing. Because, you know, if you're happy, then the universe is happy, Cheryl. So I don't know if you've ever asked yourself, what is it that makes my heart sing? What is it that when I do it, I lose all track of time? These are really important things. And they're also saying the next card is the Tower card. And the next card is saying that all those belief systems of programming that you've had really have to be broken down in order for the new to come in for you. You have to realize that you're worthy, you're deserving. Life was meant to be easy. And the more you can say affirmations of life was meant to be easy. My life flows with ease and grace. You know, I am financially remunerated for my gifts and my talents, all of these things. And really know in your heart that this is so. The next card is the Seven of Pentacles. They want you, in this case, it's a money card, but they want you to start planting, I don't know if you've done this already, planting the seeds of what you want to manifest in your life. For instance, January 31st was the first time I had my radio program. Okay, it was rather daunting for me. I'd never done it before. But in each time I did a radio program, more and more people started following me, more were listening to me, and the archive listeners started growing. People started getting in contact with me nationally and internationally. And what's going to come out of that, I feel, is going to be extraordinary. How is it going to come about? I don't know. When is it going to come about? I don't know. But I've already planted the seeds. Have you planted seeds practice in any area of your life?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay, so what they want you to do...
Maybe unconsciously.
Maybe unconsciously, absolutely unconsciously. But that now they want you to bring that down to your human incarnation. They want you to ground that in your everyday by saying, what is Cyril going to do that is going to bring him the most joy, make him feel most balanced, most peaceful, and in blissful creativity? And once you pinpoint that and you start to action it and you start to make movement around finding opportunities or looking for opportunities, then the universe will know what to send you. And this is really important for you. Really important for your 2013.
Okay.
So I hope that's been helpful for you. Go out and plant those extraordinary seeds.
All right.
Okay.
Thank
you
so much for taking my call.
Take care. Have an absolutely gorgeous holiday season. Take care.
You too, Kendra.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Before the phone call, I was speaking about how December 21, 2012 was never meant to be an end date, but a date of new beginnings of how each and every one of us, well, we truly have the opportunity to connect with our divine eternal nature. How by connecting to a deep respect and love for who we are authentically and our own truth and peace within, then and only then can we go forth and create a world with these same attributes. Listeners, the Posse of Angels want each and every one of us to know that you have accomplished that which has never been done before. And as a result, our planet is now on course of entering into a golden age of peace. How the change is going to come about is almost not as important as the realization that it would not have happened without each and every one of us holding light and love and coming home to who we truly are. For you see, it was always love and peace that had the power to co-create a new paradigm for our absolutely magnificent planet Earth. Now, having shifted so much dense and lower dimensional negativity from our lives, many of us have now encompassed higher energies and more light within ourselves. Encompassing so much light and love raises our frequencies, which allows us to be crystal clear energetically. As a result, our rate of manifestation will become almost instantaneous. So that's correct, listeners. Whatever energies we choose to think, to speak, and to feel will appear in our realities. And it does not matter if one keeps rationalizing or justifying their thoughts or their words, for the universe only knows that like attracts like. That is why it is crucial now that you are so careful in what you think, in what you feel, but especially in what you say, for our word is God now, and it is taken literally. It is more important than ever to be consciously aware of what energy you are holding on to. One way to do this is to always choose positive things to say and focus on peace and love. In addition, it's so important to clear out anything that is not light, that is not of love and positive, as this no longer belongs in our body's vibrations. So as a result of this immense clarity that many of us have acquired, and as a result of letting go of so much negativity, what can we actually expect that we will experience in living in these higher, clearer energies with December 21, 2012, coming upon us? Well, first of all, many of us will be stepping into new jobs, new job careers, opportunities that truly do support the grandest expression of our talents, our skills, our creative abilities, and our passion. In essence, you, who you authentically are. The Posse of Angels is saying that as a result of the abundant, clear energies within, we will then draw to ourselves abundant financial prosperity like we have never imagined before. They are adding not only to our jobs and that the things that we create but in all limitless and boundless ways. This is only if we are open to receive. Now, as a result of having made the shift back to our divine nature, we will then experience most of our hopes, our dreams, our wishes, manifesting easily with ease and grace. For those who have longed in their hearts for a cherished, beloved partner and now have a loving, honoring relationship with yourself, you will then attract that beautiful relationship that is loving, honoring, deeply committed, connected, and respectful. But by four laws of attraction, you could not have had this relationship on the side of you unless you had that honoring, loving, respectful, deeply connected relationship with yourself. This relationship to the golden age of peace, everyone, is called a twin flame relationship. And I drew this relationship, this twin flame relationship, in my husband, Pete, 9 years ago. And I can tell you from having experienced this kind of relationship that being with this person is like coming home to God. And the peace and the joy that you feel is indescribable. As a result of our entering into living in the higher realms of energetic bliss, we will have evolved beyond replaying the old stories and programming of lack and drama and negative emotions. We no longer drain ourselves by judging and focusing on what others should or have to or ought to do, as we desire to only do what brings us fulfillment and brings us joy. This is because many of us can now control our emotions and focus on creating our realities with the intent in our hearts, without doubt and certainly without fear. Because we are creating from the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned, we are simply too occupied by the new and extraordinary feeling of being in bliss and abundance to put our focus on being judgmental or critical or defensive of anyone outside of ourselves. In fact, this knowingness in our hearts is how we now relate to the world around us, and not through old mental ways of thinking things out. In this way, we no longer will try to force, to push, and control anything to happen, because we are in a state of allowance. This overall feeling of allowance will have an enormous effect on us, as we will no longer take anything personally and simply will not allow ourselves to get upset by anything outside of ourselves. Now, having raised our energies within to such a heightened level, something happens. Our immune systems become perpetually charged and strengthened. And as a result of this, well, our bodies will remember how to naturally heal themselves. And this ease within the body then can have the opportunity to become reversed, and our health will greatly improve. With these heightened energetic frequencies within, many of us will start to easily pick up the thoughts and the feelings of others, and our own intuitive and telepathic and psychic abilities will greatly strengthen. Now, listeners, having personally lived in these incredible heightened energies for almost 10 years, I can tell you that one area that is greatly affected is our hunger to be creative. In fact, we feel most at home and alive when we are passionately creating. As we are living in this higher dimensional energetic reality, and we don't plan, and we certainly don't force our lives to happen. But more than anything, we allow the playful child within us to set our intentions, our heartfelt desires, and then we go about having fun with the deep knowing that all of those desires, all of those wishes, all of those hopes and intentions will be met by the how and the when of God. Because that's what's under God and the angels, that's their providence. It's never been ours. And we are that loving child of God. and God will take care of that how and that when for us. The posse of angels are chiming in here now, and they're saying that those of us who have finally come home to who we divinely are and have gone through this process of renewal will find ourselves in a universe with connections and with opportunities and possibilities flowing and happening easily for us. We will have full use of our creativity and actually our ability to manifest instantly and easily for ourselves. Looking around our lives, we will have newborn eyes. I just want to mention something about this instant manifestation. Our word is God now, and particularly if we are clear and if we are open to receive and we are living in the present moment. I was in the car with a friend last night coming home from seeing the live taping of The Voice. My husband worked on The Voice and was able to get myself and my friend tickets for this. Anyway, we were listening to Christmas songs. It was about a half an hour ride home. And I didn't hear my favorite Christmas song. And in the car I said, I want to listen to a Charlie Brown Christmas. And the song is Linus and Lucy. And it has so much joy in it. And I didn't think anything more about it. We went on to listen to more Christmas songs and sang along with the radio. Anyway, when we got home, I came in and fixing ourselves on some hot chocolate, a drink, and we were going to watch a bit of TV. And I leave the radio on when I'm not home. And when I walked in, the song that was playing on the radio station was that Charlie Brown Christmas, Linus and Lucy. And because I had spoken those words, and I put, I just let it go with any forethought behind it or anything to make it happen, it appeared in my reality. So we'll be looking around our lives with newborn eyes as we are reborn into this golden age of peace. The most important thing to be addressed by each and every one of us now is what is the grandest vision for your life? And then joyfully, playfully, creatively, and passionately and lovingly, going out and living your grandest vision. And that just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much to all my lovely callers. And, of course, thank you to my loyal listeners. Thank you to my new listeners as well. Hope you do become regular loyal listeners. And I'd also like to say, don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you too would like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and beautiful Angel Healing House newsletter, you can email me and send your request to Candy, D-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. That's Candy at angelhealinghouse.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully, professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, which is called Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And also, if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and make a healing session, either in person in my Los Angeles office, or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can over the phone or computer using Skype. You can call me on 831-277-3716. Again, that number is 831-277-3716, or email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, allow your radiant light to shine and fashion a beautiful light for yourself. Have an absolutely beautiful holiday season to each and every one of you. Keep those intentions, those hopes, those desires, those wishes alive in your heart, and let go as to how and the when the universe is going to miraculously give to you. and just open up to receive all the glories and the blessings of this holiday season and well into 2020. God bless each and every one of you, and I'll speak with you soon, hopefully. Bye.